It was a round room, totally round, round in all directions. In fact, it was like being inside a ball, a very big ball. There was a door in what should have been the ceiling, and some windows in what could have been the floor. And sitting halfway up what might have been a wall was a man. All around the man were strange instruments puffing out smoke and machines with flashing lights. The man looked extremely angry. Finally, the man pulled one great big switch. The man turned to stare at her. He wasn't pleased.
Wretched child! Horrid, nasty, wicked, interfering child!
He got up and walked down the wall towards her. That's clever, Rebecca thought. I wonder how he does that. He stopped right in front of her. He was tiny, much shorter than her, and extremely ugly. He had sprouty hair in several colours, a nose like a chicken's beak, and a mouth like Poisson, Rebecca's goldfish. He wore a white coat that was far too long for him. He stared at Rebecca through his big, thick spectacles.
Ugh! I hate children, especially those who ruin my experiments and are taller than me.
I'm sorry I'm taller than you, said Rebecca, but I can't help it. I'll kneel down if it will make you feel happier. She dropped to her knees and looked him full in the face. She tried to smile. She'd often found that a smile was quite helpful when people were cross. As for ruining your experiment, she said, I don't see how I could have. I've only just arrived, as far as I can tell.
Of course you've only just arrived, you repellent, loathsome horror. You travelled along my transmitter beam, and you had no right to. The beam is supposed to send people to other planets, not bring them here.
Rebecca got the feeling that the smile wasn't doing much good, but she kept it on anyway. Well, I'm sorry, she said.
That's all very well, but I can't send you back. The beam is all topsy-turvy. It may take weeks, months, years to get it right. Do you think I'd keep a revolting, horrible child here for a moment longer than I had to?
Do you mean I can't go home? She asked nervously.
That's exactly what I mean. You're stuck here.
Rebecca thought she was going to cry.
You're going to cry. There's nothing I like more than a really unhappy child.